Did you know we've moved?
Movement. I like to move it, move it.
Come on, move. Our new home at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, bringing you new content like Fight Show Live and the Spanish Announce Table, and the same shows that you come to enjoy like Old School at the Movies, Pending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Make sure you check us out every week, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Matt Damon!
Stop all the downloading!
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 58 for October 24th, 2013. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the Trending Topics Network. Check out some great shows like the Spanish Announce Table, Trending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School, and before we get into the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. Send us an email, oldschoolmovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at oldmovies.net. That's oldmoviesdotnet. And I have to apologize for the panelists. You guys aren't going to hear it because I'm going to edit it, but this is actually take two because idiot Old School forgot to hit record. All right, let's get into the panel this week. Start with our Iron Man celebrating his 50th episode, Mr. Heavyset.
I'm having a lot of deja vu right now, but Alon Z and I Believe.
Didn't this happen already? And we've got Kebo Trek.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yo. All right, let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Big time news this week, starting off with Army of Darkness sequel confirmed by Bruce Campbell once again. Michael Bay finally got punched in the face on Transformers 4 set in Hong Kong. We got a trailer for Grudge Match. This is the movie with De Niro and Stallone reprising a boxing feud. Kurtzman and Orky working on Universal's classic Monsters universe. We got some Star Wars news here. Anthony Daniels teases return as C-3PO in Star Wars Episode 7. We got a teaser trailer for Liam Neeson's Takes to the Sky. And we're going to end the news this week with news of a Beetlejuice sequel. Heavy set, now that we got you on the line, my brother. What would you like to discuss this week?
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Deja vu. Tim Burton loved making Beetlejuice, the 1988 ghoulish comedy starring Winona Ryder, Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis, and Michael Keaton as the ghost with the most. This is his first big hit and a movie that really established his reputation as an eccentric director, moving on to great movies like, you know, the first two Batmans and Edward Scissorhands. Now, Heavy, like to get your thoughts quickly on this. Do you think a Beetlejuice 2 is going to be relevant so many years after? Do you think they should have had Burton direct? Do you think they should have done a sequel, maybe not a remake? And how about Michael Keaton? Do you think he's going to hold up?
I really want to hear you read more of the article just so I can hear you stumble through it again. But just kidding.
I don't remember that happening.
Damn it, we have no evidence. Something that I actually didn't get to mention in the first recording, so I'm happy we're getting back around to it, is I think this actually would be better if it was just a reboot. Don't make it this like a remake. Don't make it a sequel. Make it to where you're recasting everything, but make it a different story. Change some things up about it. I mean, that's going to get people in uproar because that would technically make it a reboot. But I think if you would, it would just be a remake. You know, it'd be the same story. We already know what it is. And Beetlejuice is semi-iconic. It's not, I mean, it's an 80s film, but you know, you don't think of it when you say 80s film. But I think when you say Beetlejuice, you think 80s film. And I think that's what it is. And there's still people that love that whole group of 80s films. And even though it's not one of your top go-getters of remakes and everything or sequels, that Ghostbusters 3, I still think there's something there because there's also been a time period where there's been nothing. And new audience can pick this up, younger audiences, and they could probably go back on like the original and as well as the cartoon series.
Yeah, and definitely you do have place for a new audience here, and you also have that nostalgic factor. So notice the Kebo Trek now. How powerful do you think the nostalgic factor is going to be for this? What do you think about a sequel? Would you do a remake? And what are your thoughts on recasting all these people as well?
Yeah, I think if they were to go ahead with a Beetlejuice movie, it should definitely be a remake, because there's only so much you can do with Beetlejuice. I feel like we've kind of seen it. Like, if you make another movie, it's basically going to be, well, as stupid as this is going to sound, it's going to be Beetlejuice 2. And I feel like it might almost fall into the Rush Hour problem, where you're basically getting that same movie made over and over. So
let me cut you off quick. The Rush Hour thing, I agree. But this is at such a long gap between movies that I don't know that would necessarily be an issue. I really think that the nostalgic factor, for even though you might have a similar story, that the nostalgic factor might be powerful enough for this to make a lot of bank. What do you think about that?
See, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think its nostalgia factor is not to such an extent where it's a guaranteed money maker. That's why I like the idea, if they do go ahead with a Beetlejuice movie, that they go with a remake where, let's say you bring back Tim Burton, you give him a completely new canvas to work with rather than having him work in like the Beetlejuice world that we already got.
So you would still keep him as a director even though you reboot it?
I'd say yes, because I think Beetlejuice fans, and I guess just in general the film community, kind of wants that Tim Burton style when they think of Beetlejuice. I mean, obviously he can change it up a bit, but I think people would want to have his creative mind behind it. You know, having a new story with the same character and giving him a chance to do things different, whereas in a sequel I think he'd be a little more limited in what he can do, because you know, he already created the first one, and you'd be going off that.
Who would you cast if they did a remake as Beetlejuice?
My original idea was Simon Pegg.
Fuck you! My idea was Simon Pegg, and of course, now it's coming back to bite me in the ass, because I have no proof to prove I said that, which is awesome.
But yeah, I mean, I think he, you know, he has the acting quirks, and I don't know, I think he would look, I mean, I guess in a way you can disguise anyone, you know, with the makeup and that, but I think he would really look the part without, like, with less makeup than it would take a lot of people, which I think would make him look even better. So I think someone like Simon Pegg would be a great choice.
All right, now that we got you on the line, Kev, what would you like to discuss?
Wait a minute. I got a great idea for who could be Beetlejuice.
Go for it.
Heath Ledger, and they're already there because he's already dead.
Oh, God.
Too soon.
Too soon.
And the Joker and Beetlejuice look alike, too. So, ba-dum-tsh.
All right, Cabo Trek, what would you like to discuss this week?
I would like to discuss Groundhog Day. I'll go with Star Wars.
All right, Anthony Daniels teases return as C-3PO in Star Wars Episode 7. Well, we wait to see if official announcements and a teaser trailer for Star Wars Episode 7 are just around the corner. We have another potential casting tidbit. However, unlike most of the recent reports, this one isn't about another actor auditioning for a role. This time, a familiar face from all six Star Wars movies has created a stir by hinting that he'll be involved in the next installment. We're talking about Anthony Daniels and C-3PO. He kind of slipped up when he answered the question. He was asked how it was like to play C-3PO in all six movies and a new installment, and he said that it's been great playing in all seven movies. Now, Kebo Trek, was this just an honest mistake? Was this a legitimate slip-up? And what do you think about this?
I think it was a slip-up, but it should be a slip-up that's surprising to nobody.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, because when they announced they were making new Star Wars movies after the original trilogy, you know, everyone wanted to see the characters they fell in love with. You know, Luke, oh, Jesus, Leia and Han.
Really?
Yeah, I know. So, like, everyone wanted to see those characters, and obviously, like, C-3PO is one of them. And they kind of got away from that in the new movies a bit. So that yearning is still there to see all the, like, the original characters. And obviously, C-3PO is in the second trilogy of movies. But people want to see him, I think, interacting with, you know, the iconic characters. So I definitely think it's a slip-up. I think it's guaranteed we're going to see him in a new movie, and I think that's what everyone wants.
All right, I'm going to choose a new story this week, and I'm going to play the trailer for Grudge Match. This is the Stallone and De Niro movie. I was really sold on it because I was hesitant when I heard about De Niro getting cast in a boxing movie. I thought, he's too old for this. But, you know, if you guys check out the trailer in the show notes, I think you're going to be impressed, too. And listen to the dialogue. I'm really excited for this movie. Let's play it and get your thoughts when we get back.
Are born enemies. But the fiercest rivalry was between two fighters, Razor and Kid.
They fought only twice, but the tie-breaking grudge match never happened.
Today I'm announcing my retirement from professional boxing.
You know what this is, Razor? It's a video game. They want to put you and Kid in the game. All they do is videotape.
Hold on a second. Isn't that Rocky Balboa? Just saying.
You throw a couple punches, voice records you. I'm going to kill you. Except in a white guy's voice, because they don't want to scare anybody.
Okay, Razor, let's throw some jabs at Wilbur the Dummy.
Come on, Razor. Imagine this kid.
Hey. Nope, I don't look like that big of an ass.
Set me up.
I told you to come at 1 o'clock, kid.
I want to see my old friend. He's been ducking me for 30 years. I missed him.
I thought it looked like you're missing any meals. I'm out of here.
No, you're not.
Behavior of old men.
Check out this clip that is just blowing up online.
I got a company that wants the official rematch. They're gonna pay you $100,000.
Well, I can't be in the same room as that guy. Not worth it.
The hell you mean it ain't worth it? I'm looking at your house.
I'm your trainer, Mike.
You can't be my trainer. Maybe I believe you ate my trainer.
Time to train.
What have I done?
It's insane.
Well, yeah.
Give me one reason.
You're fat. You got weak knees. You're fat.
Don't sugarcoat it. Be honest.
Think I can talk to you for a second?
I'm your son.
Well, maybe you could use a little help.
Hey, what are you doing?
We're just here to buy a little dinner. You don't have to punch everything.
You, my friend, are embarrassing yourself.
A great performer knows when it's time to get off the stage, kid.
If one of you gets knocked out, is it safe to say you've fallen and you can't get up?
The whole world laughs at us, but we're not dead. In fact, I feel more alive now than I ever felt.
Razor, why now?
I'm a fighter. I was born to be a fighter.
You got every right to hate me. But I need you in my corner.
No matter how hard you guys work, it won't be your best.
It's the best we got.
30 years after their second fight, Kid McDonough and Razor Sharp get ready to go at it again. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll
fight till it's over. So we put our hands up. We like a single hand. Hold on. Gutsy move going without a bra.
I took a dump on your porch.
Shit, we are live, guys. We are live right now.
Hey, Webster, show a little respect.
I choose to believe that you just called me Webster because of my dictionary size vocabulary, not because of my height and race.
Nope, it's because you're short and black.
What was Jesus like? I'm curious. Was he cool?
I love the band between Alan Arkin and Kevin Hart. I think Kevin Hart's great in this role. Already. I'm loving the banter between De Niro and Stallone. Loving the fact it's the story of the old guys coming back. I know this has been done before. And, you know, the story of the virtual kind of fight. It's the same as Rocky Balboa. But a lot of, you know, a cool thing there. You know, you got Stallone punching to me. He's like, what are you doing? You don't have to punch everything. So that's kind of cool. I don't know, man. I'm really excited to see this. Let's throw this one the heavy set first.
Let's get it straight. You were interested in this movie the moment it said that Sylvester Stallone was going to be in it. So... right?
Disagree. In this particular case, very unique case, no.
Listening to the trailer, that actually sounds something I like. It almost seems like Rocky the comedy. Like
it kind of does,
like,
yeah.
Like they made another Rocky, but in this time, it's just going to be a comedy. And I think that's going to be interesting to see Sylvester Stallone, because when's the last time we've really seen him in a role like this?
The comedic? I mean, yeah, you don't see a lot of comedic stuff with Rocky at all. So I guess Expendables, you know, in terms of a bit of comic relief.
Yeah, but that's still an action movie. I'm talking about, like, by the sounds of this movie, it's kind of, there's going to be some moments in it, but it's going to be, it sounds like it's going to have a lot of comedy in it.
Yeah.
It's like a comedy mixed in with what's the boxing movie with Christian Bale?
Oh, The Fighter.
Yeah, it's like, that seems to be like a comedy version of that.
So is this a movie you're going to check out?
Well, I like this show.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Kebo Trek, I know you're a fan of Stallone, of course. I know we were kind of naysayers at first, but has this trailer convinced you to check this out?
Not really for me. And part of the reason is I'm really not a fan of boxing movies. I know most people love the Rocky movies and stuff like that, but I was never crazy about them. And I don't know, something's just off about this movie where I don't really want to see it. And I'm not sure why, because it was, I think it was a pretty effective trailer. But I guess my concern is it might be one of those movies where all the good parts are in the trailer. But I just it doesn't really interest me overall.
People sound off. Let us know. Send us an email, tweet. Is Grudge Match something you want to check out? All right, so let's check out the weekend box office.
Weekend box office.
Kebo Trek, let's read out the numbers.
Yeah, Gravity was in first place again with $30 million. which is only a 30% drop from last week, giving it a total of 169.
Wow, and, that's crazy.
An interesting thing about this movie is, I wanted to mention it last week, it was, for movies that opened with $55 million or more, it had the smallest second week drop off of any of them. So
is it close to a record at all? Or
in terms of overall, or in terms of what?
Like drop for a big budget movie.
Well, for anything with 55 or over, like, well, last week it had the smallest drop off ever.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I think it was like 20% or something like that, but it was the lowest ever. And I think we're going to see this movie, at least it's going to go 300 in the U.S. And with foreign, I think it's going to probably get around 550, 600.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy. In second place, we have Captain Phillips with 16.4 million. And I will throw this to the panelists. Is Tom Hanks still the draw he once was?
You know, this movie got a lot of buzz, and it's got even some Oscar nods. So I'm a little disappointed in the number, although if he's a draw, I would say no. I think he has dropped off. He has dropped off a little bit.
And I guess my other concern for this movie is I think it's mostly going to be a North American movie. Like, it's still pretty early, but we see its foreign box office is pretty low so far. And I don't think it'll be a subject matter that a lot of foreign markets will be interested in.
Definitely not a big draw in Somalia.
Yeah, let me tell you. Yeah. And number three, we had Carrie debuting with $16 million on a budget of $30. I think in the end, that'll make its money back and the studio will be happy. Escape Plan, the new movie with Stallone and Schwarzenegger team up, made under $10 million.
That's really disappointing.
So let me ask you, Heavyset, is the action star dead?
I think when it comes to these two, yeah, they're, unless you get all of them together in a movie and say call it the Expendables, let's just use that as a test title. I don't think like these guys have it as much anymore. Like, it just seems like Stallone and Arnold have been around for so long, and I know personally I'm not a biggest fan as most, and I semi kind of like tired of it. And even though it seems like they just came back with everything, unless they're going to be all together and create this mega blockbuster movie, I kind of don't care.
Yeah, sadly, I think that's the case for most people. You know, we'll have fun, and with the new Expendables, it'll make some money. But outside of their franchises, I really don't see them, you know, really having those big openings anymore, which is kind of sad because we grew up with them. At number five, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, with 9.6 million, giving it a total of 92.7 on a budget of 78. So, I mean, not bad. Foreign's a little lower than expected, so that's, I don't think we'll see another one.
Just remember, with Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, they'll probably make a lot on the DVD market, and I'm curious to see how well they did on other revenues of merchandising.
Yeah, that's definitely a fair point.
Because if all those are high, you could possibly see a third one.
Prisoners was came in at 6 with $2 million for a total of $57 million. In at 7 is Enough Said with $1.7 million for a total of $10.7 million. Number 8, The Fifth Estate with just a brutal $1.6 million.
With a $28 million budget.
So, was it just the topic that wasn't interesting to people?
I don't think it was marketed well. It got horrible reviews. Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, and it's just, like, that's the thing. I knew nothing about this movie before, you know, looking into it today. And I believe it might have had the lowest opening ever for, like, a wide-release movie.
Wow.
Like, over 1,500 theaters or something like that. I could be wrong, but I believe that was the case. In ninth place is Runner Runner with $1.6 million, giving it a total of $17.5 million. And in 10th place was Insidious, adding another $1.5 million, giving it a ridiculous total of $81 million. On a $5 million budget.
Awesome. Let's check out new movies for this week. We've got The Counselor. Let's play the trailer and get your thoughts when we get back.
Counselor.
I always thought a law degree was a license to steal, but you for one hadn't really capitalized on it.
I don't intend to take this up as a trade.
A one-time deal, right?
You may think there are things that these people are simply incapable of. There are not.
I'll try and remember that.
Good.
That's a nice ring. Have you set a date?
Not yet.
You should be careful what you wish for, Angel. Because we all have secrets.
I have something to discuss with you, and I'm a bit scared. If you pursue this road, you will eventually come to moral decisions that will take you completely by surprise.
What do you think I should do?
I don't know, Counselor.
Switch off the engine!
They're not cops. It's gonna be all right.
Are you superstitious?
How bad is it?
Let's say pretty bad. And then multiply it by 10.
Have you been bad?
The stars, Michael Fassbender, you got Penelope Cruz, Cameron Diaz, Javier Bardem, Brad Pitt. Big cast. This is from the writer of No Country for Old Men. The trailer's a little confusing, but I think it's meant to be that. It's meant to entice you and say, okay, well, this is a crazy cast. Interesting story. I might check this out. For the layman, though, I don't know if it would draw them in. Let's get your thoughts, Kev. Would you be interested in checking this out?
Not really. It's not my type of movie. I think at best, it probably wouldn't even be a cheapy Tuesday kind of movie. At best, it would be a rental for me. Not a lot of interest there.
What turned you off here? Is it just the subject matter, the people starring in it? Because it's got a great cast.
Definitely has a great cast. I don't know, just the trailer just didn't appeal to me. I guess in the end, like most trailers, it comes down to the subject matter, and it didn't pull me in enough to want to go see it.
Have you said, is this something of interest to you?
Everything Kevin said, basically.
Awesome.
It just, because I can only listen to these, I can't watch them, and I haven't seen this trailer. It didn't pull me in. I was like, whatever.
Yeah, visually, it's pretty much them just saying the dialogue, so there's not a lot of imagery to pull you in either. So, but yeah, this is definitely not going to draw me into the theater. Again, just because it's a confusing, twisting storyline. For me, these types of movies are definitely rentals. Okay, let's go to the extreme from psychological thriller to Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa. Let's play the trailer and start with Heavy Set when we get back.
Where are we going?
Just keep going straight. You're getting tired?
Yeah. You shouldn't drink so much. Are we gonna get in trouble for this?
They won't notice a thing. That's how it looks most of the time anyway.
Whoa. I'm taking you to your dad so he can look after you.
Come on, let's have some fun.
You're gonna fix that penguin, bro.
Nope.
Doesn't work.
Oh God. Nothing.
I'm hungry.
Follow my lead.
Okay,
They're gonna take that child away from you.
I'm sorry.
You are sorry. You're sorry as hell.
You're very pretty when you're mad.
You're pissing me off.
Thank you for being here today.
Oh my God. What's your stripper stage name?
I look like a stripper.
I'll just call you Cinnamon.
Wanna have some fun?
Yeah.
You're a pretty little girl. You got it?
One of these girls and their grandpa.
Is that weird? We just never seen it, so it's different.
My bunny lies over the ocean. My bunny lies over the sea.
She's my cherry pie. Through me the water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make the grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie, yeah. Sweet cherry pie.
Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa. Now, this is very much in the style of Borat or Bruno. So if you've seen this, this is a movie that takes on, you know, actual people's reactions. And I'm sure they have shady ways of signing them off. And I'm sure we're going to have a crap ton of lawsuits just like we did those movies. Quick FYI, all of them got dropped. So I'm sure the lawyer's fees are definitely pre-expensed before making a movie like this. But it makes sense. that they're going to do movies like this because, you know, if you do a Jackass 4, it's the same stuff. They're getting old, so, you know, apart from the story getting boring if they do the same thing, it's going to hurt a little more if they start doing all those stunts. So it makes sense that they're kind of spinning off and doing something different. Heavy Set, let's get your thoughts. Bad Grandpa on your list?
I actually do not like anything Jackass. I've never seen them. Okay, I can't say I don't like anything Jackass. I'm not a big fan of the series. I wasn't a fan of the movies. The only thing, the reason why I'm like that is because, you know, they do all that, like, kind of like self-mutilation type stuff where they maybe, like, yeah. Like I've seen, like, clips where, like, they're throwing bowling balls at each other's nuts. I've always found that shit to be stupid. But it's when they would do stuff to catch people's reaction, kind of like hidden camera type stuff. I think the very first episode I remember watching, Johnny Knoxville puts the strap on and walks around he has pants over and he just walks around and looks like he has a giant boner the whole time, and just like catching people's reaction like he was at a gym. That's the part of Jackass that I liked, and I feel like this is capitalizing on that and having this bad grandpa come out and yeah, doing it like Borat and Bruno, and we've seen one guy do it. Now it's kind of, let's see someone else do it. Let's see how he's going to handle it and see how these people, because people know what Sacha Baron Cohen looks like. Now we have what Johnny Knoxville, and they're probably not expecting it as much. So I think this could be definitely really good. And it's probably going to have those things that are scripted, but at the same time, you have enough hidden camera stuff in there or fooling people that it'll be good. And this is, I don't want to say on my list, but I do want to see this.
Kebo Trek, let's throw this to you, man. Is something on your radar?
Yeah, Heavy Set pretty much described me as well. A lot of our mutual friends are really, really big marks for Jackass and all that related stuff. I've never had any interest in Jackass at all. I find it's just not my type of humor, but I like the hidden camera stuff as well. And, you know, I love Borat, and I think this movie will be fun to watch. So yeah, I definitely want to go see it.
I'm the same way. You know, I know we're going to say the same thing three times in a row. But yeah, I wasn't a fan of the gross set humor, but I always used to love when they played skits. So this is on my radar as well. I think I'm going to check this out on the weekend. All right. That's it for the upcoming movies for this week. Let's check out what's out on DVD.
DVD release.
All right, so upcoming for DVD, we've got Before Midnight. For all you horror fans, we got The Conjuring. We've also got the Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, right? The Internship, and we've got the Way, Way Back as well. Anything you guys want to check out on DVD this week? Anything I might have missed?
I think The Internship might be good for, you know, a rental.
Yeah,
but other than that, Conjuring is, yeah.
You know, if Carp were here. This is very much a Carp episode. We've got, you know, the Army of Darkness sequel. I'm sure he's like, why didn't you talk about Army of Darkness? You know, you've got Bad Grandpa, you got The Conjuring. This is very much a Carp episode. Very sad he's not here this week.
And let's not forget the fact that Jessica I won her fight over the weekend, and Carp was wrong. So I believe.
Yes, he was. He was, yeah.
I believe he was wrong.
She had the eye of the tiger. All right, let's get into Netflix for this week.
This week in Netflix.
All right, not a lot, but a couple of interesting movies. In the American side, we've got 21 and Over. That's the Jeff Chang turn 21, crazy antics, kind of American Pie humor. Got the Jungle Book as well for all you animation fans. And Russell Peters versus the World. So if you're watching Notorious, his Netflix-only special, check that out as well. On the Canadian side, we've got Grindhouse Planet Terror. We got Jack and Jill. That's the movie with Adam Sandler. Hostage, and also Will Ferrell's Semi-Pro. Yeah, pretty quick show this week. No Carp's bargain bin, obviously, because Carp is not here. So let's close the show with your final thoughts and plugs. Start with Heavy Set.
Everything as usual, kayfabesports.com. I think, unfortunately, we're probably putting NFL Easy Picks on hiatus for a little bit while I'm out on the road. We didn't do an episode last week. I'm doubting we're going to do one this week, and we're going to kind of go from there. It's trying to figure out how we're going to do everything, and so it's really distracting from all that stuff's going on. One more time, Carp, you were wrong. My girl Jessica Evil Eye kicked a Canadian's ass.
Hey, man, watch it. You're in a room with Canadians right now.
I'll buy you guys Tim Hortons and some Labatt. Does that sound good?
Labatt sucks. All right, Kebo Trek, final thoughts.
Not too much. Just, you know, go see Gravity while you can in the theater, because if you're just going to watch it at home, you're not getting the same experience that you would have if you've seen it in 3D.
You think it's still out on IMAX?
I believe it is, because there's not anything... I didn't see it in IMAX. Like, it would be better to see it in IMAX, but see it on the big screen, see it in 3D.
All right, so for Kembo Trek Heavy Set, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes crow, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows.
What does the Sean say?
What does the frog say?
What does A.H. Walker say?
What the fuck say? Hacky, 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 ho. Hacky, 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 ho. Hacky, 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 ho. What the fuck say? Yup, 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 yup.
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indy Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indy Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
Knowledge. Breaking down the week's news and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
Yeah, that was a fail.
That's better to find out now than half an hour.
Fuck yeah. Did you hear the British lady?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. Sorry, guys. All right. Well, I was, getting ready, preparing. It's going to be a quick show anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, fail for me. Let's get it ready. Take two.
My original idea was Simon Pegg.
Fuck you. My idea was Simon Pegg. And of course, now it's coming back to bite me in the ass because I have no proof to prove I said that, which is awesome. All right, Kembo Trek, what would you like to discuss this week?
I would like to discuss Groundhog Day.
Well, I'd like to
Yes.
Oh, it definitely has a great crash. It definitely has a great cast. I don't know, just gonna watch it at home. You're not getting the same experience if you would have